With me from MindJoy Counseling in Kawartha, we have Anne-Marie Covert. Thanks for coming back on.
Oh, thanks so much for having me.
Anne-Marie, there's this term that I think is a helpful one for us as Christians because it often defines us that we can fall into toxic positivity. Could you elaborate on that?
Yeah, it's something I've come across a lot in my work with other believers, and I just find that people really mean well. They really want to obey God. They really love God. They've got pure hearts. And somehow, somewhere along the way, they got the message that having any type of negative emotion or negative thought meant that they were being sinful and doing something wrong. And because of that, sometimes they force themselves to hold on to faith and be more positive. And the downside is they end up neglecting their own emotions and suppressing their pain.
Hmm. And where do you usually see this play out, like in a marriage relationship? And what's the practical of where this usually comes?
Oh, great question. It actually shows up in a lot of different ways. I see a lot of people who get burned out. You know, they might have a job or they might be in school and life might just feel like a lot. And then they're holding on to faith. Like, I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. You know, that's scripture a lot of people claim, or his power is made perfect in my weakness. And so they'll push and they'll push and they'll push, relying on those promises. Meanwhile, though, maybe the Lord's saying to them, it's okay to rest. It's okay that you're struggling right now. Bring that to me. It might show up in relationships. It might show up in a lot of different dynamics. Ultimately, it's just this theme of people trying to obey and neglecting themselves in the process.
Mm. So what would be your common guidance to sort of steer them back to see that it's okay to look after your emotions and not, you know, get down a rabbit hole that could lead to burnout?
Yeah, I try to encourage people that they're not mutually exclusive, that you can have faith and pain at the same time, that it's okay to be messy and to struggle while still having your hope in Jesus. And also, like, the Bible doesn't tell us, you know, be positive. It tells us
true.
To hold on to hope, and hope allows room for both. It allows room for optimistic, good thinking, while also recognizing, hey, I'm not doing so well. I'm really struggling, and I really need some support.
Huh. So I guess this just continues to beg the question, like, why do we fall into this trap?
Yeah, I think there's a number of reasons why we can end up in this trap. And I honestly think that people have good intentions and they're trying to please God. So I don't necessarily think this is taught from the pulpit, like just think more positive, just, you know, have faith. But I do think that sometimes as churches, as bodies, we could be a little bit more mental health friendly, and we could acknowledge that anxiety and depression and different mental health issues are a very real thing, and invite that discussion, invite that openness, and maybe people might feel a little bit more open to struggle. They might feel a little bit more open to share their challenges. And then sometimes it's also how we interact with God. So if we feel like God is displeased with us, we won't bring our messiness to him. So sometimes it's as believers getting to know God in a new way, like the fact that the Lord is near the brokenhearted. Like he tells us that in Psalm 34. He's near the brokenhearted. We are on his heart when we're struggling. And so just even seeing through that lens can help us in that area.